Won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Monday, March 10th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Frank Kunze. He's a good friend of Christian Marcus, part of this team that they're putting together, and we're excited to have him on the show today. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Randy. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing good, good, good. Hey, I wanted you to, in this first short five-minute segment, let's start off with basically your bio, your resume. Who is Frank? Where were you born? Where did you go to school? That kind of stuff.
Well, basically, I grew up in the Philadelphia area, and go Eagles. So we have that to be proud of right now. But, you know, I did what most people do. I believed, you know, just so you get more education, you know, you'll be able to achieve more in life. I don't necessarily agree with that right now. I don't put down education. I highly recommend everybody get all they can. But I found out as I went through school and went on to college and graduated from college, I got out in the marketplace. And what I was doing, I realized it really wasn't going to have all my dreams and goals come true. So through my life, I did what most people do. I just tried different things. You know, I had my own little business there for a while. You know, a laminating business. I went into insurance when I got out of college. And, you know, I did that for years, which is what a lot of people do, even though I went to school for something totally different. And then I just realized that there had to be more. And luckily, I found people who were able to guide me and help me understand what it took. And I know right now, for example, my own grandson, you know, he's in high school, but he took up electrical. He wants to be an electrician. Mm-hmm. And I know he'll get out of school and he'll make more than a lot of college graduates. I have a niece today. She actually, believe it or not, she took up welding. And she's out right now making more money than a lot of people. So it's not necessarily the education. It's the opportunities that are presented to you. And luckily, I had some opportunities that people who were successful shared with me. And that's why I get excited about passing on that knowledge to people. You know, it's always said, knowledge is power. All you need to do is be around the right people who can empower you with that knowledge. And so that's what we're trying to share here between Christian, myself, Tom next week, and then Brig Hart the following week, of something that we found that can totally change people's direction in life. And so, you know, hopefully that makes sense for people.
Absolutely. But, now, one of the things that you discovered as you went through this process of life, these life experiences, is you came to realize that there is a great benefit to owning your own business, not only from a tax standpoint, independent standpoint, but basically being your own boss where you're not actually working for an employer, but own your own business.
Absolutely. And there's a better way to do that, which is what I want to share with you. It's not necessarily having your own business. It's having the right thing that works for you. I believe all your listeners have similar beliefs. You know, they believe in God, family, and country. You know, they believe they can achieve all their dreams and goals. And, you know, it's what they want for them and their families. It's just that nobody ever really, I don't know why they don't have a course on it in school to actually show people what you have to do and what you can take advantage of in this country. I mean, those of us believe in God, we know we were created to win and succeed. Those of us that have a family know that we're supposed to provide and protect for them.
Sure.
Those of us in this country, you know, we're supposed to defend those liberties, enjoy the American dream. But there's a fourth part to that, which is what you just brought up.
We're going to talk about that. Right now, we're up against a hard break. Again, we're talking with Frank Kunze. He's good friends with Christian Marcus, who we had on last week. We'll get into that next fourth point as soon as we return. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Frank Kunze. He's a good friend of Christian Marcus. And Frank, before the break, you were mentioning that there's a fourth step in this process, something that you went through in your life experience, something that you realized. Basically, share that information with the audience.
Yeah, the God, family, country, being part of the greatest country on the face of the earth, the one thing that most people don't take advantage of is free enterprise. The fact that you can have your own business, that you can achieve all your dreams and goals. And but that's why I said knowledge is power. I had somebody, I was well into my 30s before I found out what could happen in my life. And this gentleman was the top financial planner in the United States. His clients were billionaires, professional athletes. If I mentioned their names, you would know them. Top executives from all over the country. And he used to give a talk to professional planners. They would pay thousands of dollars just to come listen to him. And he gave it to me for free. So I always love sharing that information with people for free. And what he said was it just got me thinking. And then it led me to different opportunities that I was able to achieve my dreams and goals. And that's what I love sharing that with people, that they can, no matter where they are in life right now, whether they're frustrated because what they were doing wasn't getting them from point A to point B in their life, we all have those same aspirations. And we settle, okay? And there's no need to settle. There's something that we're going to be talking about here in the next couple of weeks that it's going to change lives all over the country. It's a new paradigm in how people will shop and how they'll generate income in the future. But the facts that he gave me are the key facts for you to understand why what we're going to share later makes so much sense. And what he said was, he said, just take a piece of paper and put a big circle on it, and in the middle of it, put an I and a C. That's your income circle. Whatever it is, it is. If you're making $50,000 a year, $100,000, $5 million, it really doesn't matter. That's what your income circle is. He said, what people don't realize is we're all working off of the same 24-hour day. So there's 7 days in a week. There's 168 total hours that we all have, no matter how much we're making. And what happens is people start realizing that that same 168 hours, we all have to split it up the same way. We like to eat during some. We like to eat during some. We like to enjoy our family or recreation during some. Whatever we're left with is our hourly rate. And he made another statement that I didn't believe. He said, no matter what you're doing, if you're on a W-2 income, you're working for minimum wage. I said, I'm not working for minimum wage. I'm not working at McDonald's or something. Sure. He said, think about it. He said, go into the boss tomorrow and tell him you want to make twice what you're making because you're worth it. And if you do that, he will fire you. That's why they're saying, you know, you will work for minimum wage.
Right.
So all of a sudden, I understood what he was trying to say. He said, you have to stop exchanging hours for dollars because there's only so many hours. And when people realize they're not getting where they want to go on whatever education job they have or profession or occupation, what happens is they start saying, I need to do more. So a lot of them will get a second job. Well, you're getting less per hour on the second job than you did the first job. Now you're not seeing your family. See, we're in one of three positions in life. Either we have a lot of money and we have no time, or we have a lot of time and no money. Where you want to be is have a lot of time and a lot of money to enjoy it. Okay? So even small businessmen, you know, they have to go out. If they duplicate, they have more headaches. That's all. And if you're in a profession, you're teaching other people how to do your profession because you duplicate with other, let's say, attorneys or doctors or whatever, because you're trying to compound your hours.
Sure.
And they walk away from you because they want the same thing out of life. And that's why when he went through that, and I actually finally understood what he was trying to say, we need to be making money when we're sleeping. What if there was something out there that you could be earning money 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you could do it? Absolutely, for sure. It doesn't take anything special. You don't need to have an education. You don't need to have who your family was, what your sex is, what your age is, what the color of your skin is. What if there was something that anybody could do? And that's what we're excited about. A lot of people came out of retirement. A lot of people who were already multi-millionaires. You're going to hear from Brig on the fourth weekend here. He helped hundreds of millions of people. Not hundreds of millions. I mean, over 400 people become multimillionaires.
Sure.
And he's going to share that information with us on that fourth week. So what I'm going to try and share with people right now is the fact that there's something out there that you can do on a part-time basis. He also said this. He said you have to have what's called a B business. A B business is a home-based business. He said the best business in the world is to have a home-based business. And here's the reasons why. A home-based business is set up in this country that you have more tax advantages than any of the top Fortune 500 company executives, okay? And people don't understand that. And you have more write-offs than anybody that owns their own small brick-and-mortar business. You have, out of your home business, you can write off things that you can't even imagine. In fact, he said you need to have that 1099 home-based business to offset your W-2 income. In other words, put as many dollars in your pocket as you can legally, okay?
Absolutely.
How many of us, I mean, how many of us, Randy, know that with what's going on and what's bringing out in the news right now, where our tax dollars have been going? How many of us could keep those tax dollars as much as possible and we can do better things for us and our family than the crazy stuff that's going on out there?
Well, see, on that point, Frank, as I'm sitting here listening to you, you know, so many people who are employees, they have W-2s, they get paid a salary, they take out the taxes. But what you're saying is by having a W-9 business that can write off certain things within your home, you can absolutely recapture some of that tax dollars that's being taken out of your regular paycheck from your employer.
Absolutely. For 40 years now, since I was taught this, I write off thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars every year. I use pre-tax dollars whenever I can. He also said this to me. It was absolutely crazy that what we're doing, we have an opportunity of a lifetime in this country to actually have a home-based business where I write off part of my mortgage, my gas, my electric, my travel, my entertainment. I write off everything with pre-tax dollars. In fact, if you gave me two people who were making $50,000 a year and one was on W-2 income and one had a home-based business along with their other income, the one with their home-based business will have twice the spendable income as the person on W-2 income only. So if you can get into your own home-based business, you have no employees, inventory, or overhead, that you can duplicate it almost anywhere in the world, and anybody can do it. Why wouldn't you take a look at something like that?
Sure.
That's why when we're done here, Randy, yeah, I gave you a video that you're going to be able to share with people. If all they'll do is send you their contact information, they can look at a 10-minute video and they can see what this opportunity is. We're not going to divulge everything in it. All I can tell you is it's a new paradigm in history. It's going to affect people on a global basis. And when I say that, I mean you. I don't care what you're doing right now as a living. I don't care right now. You know what breaks my heart when I see these guys who gave up part of their limbs and everything for us for freedom? You know, this is an opportunity. You can be in a wheelchair and build this thing. You can be a truck driver out on the road 10 hours a day where you're hardly ever seeing your family. You can do this business. Age doesn't matter. I'm 80 years old right now. I've never been more excited in my life. Why? Because one of my dreams and goals is to let my kids, my grandkids, and eventually my great-grandkids not have to go through what I went through in life, just because I now have knowledge that I can share with them that was shared with me and what we're trying to share with your listeners right now. All I want you to do when you actually hear what's going to happen, I want you to take your dreams and goals. I want you to take them out of the closet. I want you to dust them off. And right now, you may feel stuck, okay? I knew I felt stuck for a lot of years because I was working hard, but I wasn't getting anywhere. And what happens to most of us is life happens to us. In other words, we get out of whatever education or go out and do whatever job, and all of a sudden we want a home. Then we want a car. And then we have kids. And God forbid, kids are as expensive as having a new home. And then again, what happens is they want pets. You know, pets are sometimes as expensive as anything else.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So they're just going backwards, and they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. If they do,
right,
they think it's a train coming at them. Okay?
Right. Well, so one of the things that I think, as I'm listening to, is I'm looking at, you know, people struggling as far as, you know, inflation. We've heard about it on politics. You know, Donald Trump was going to get elected and lower prices. Now we have all kinds of things happening with tariffs. You know, those are all things that are outside of our control. That is stuff that is outside, environmental to us. But what you're saying, what you're describing, Frank, is something that says, no, we can still deal in this world. We can still operate with all these outside external forces. But there's actually something that we can do if we just open up our minds and consider, you know, doing something else in addition to what we're doing now in dealing with all this stuff that could perhaps, even just tax savings alone, less, you know, the cost to participate, but basically get involved in something that could change your life permanently and forever is basically what you're describing.
Absolutely. In other words, inflation's killing people now. How would it be nice not to participate? Don't participate in inflation. You know how you do that? You make more money than they can take. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about something that is so simple. It's going to revolutionize how people shop and earn income. And you can do it without giving up anything you're doing right now. There's some people out there that absolutely love doing what they're doing, would never give it up. Okay, well, it might be it's a physician or somebody that's saving lives, but they want more time back in their life. Okay, they want to have more time to spend with their family and enjoy some other things as well. And the only thing stopping people is your income stream. We're going to show you a way to create more income than you can even dream about spending. And the other good news about that is we were all given an opportunity when we were created. And we can't focus on each other and help each other because we can't even figure out our own lives. But what if there was something where you could actually make more money, that all of a sudden you could start doing things that God created us to do, and that was to help other people? Suppose you could give more money to your church. Suppose you could give more money to a parent or a friend or somebody who was struggling. This opportunity can bring everybody together. It's a community of people that are going to be on a global basis, and every single one of them is helping the next person. And when you see how this works, people, it's going to change your life. And some other people are going to look at it and say, no, that's not for me. That's fine. But just realize if you don't do something different than what you're doing right now, you're never going to have something different. You're never going to have more that you really wanted. And sometimes it's just hard to get people to believe, hey, I can still do it. Okay? I don't care your age. I don't care your sex. I don't care about anything. Right. This opportunity is for everybody, including my 18-year-old grandson who got started and already has people that he's helping.
Excellent.
He will be financially free.
We're going to talk about the team starting next Monday. We're going to have Tom Hansen on. And then the following Monday, we'll be joined by Brig Hart, and he'll bring it home. He'll bring it all into focus for us. But in the meantime, Frank, if people want information, the video you sent me, Christian has also sent it to me, just text me 231-360-5140, and I'll send you the link to this video as a precursor to Tom Hansen coming on with this next Monday. And then again, Monday the 24th, we will close it out with Brig Hart. Final thoughts, Frank, before I let you go. You got about 30 seconds to wrap up your thoughts.
All right. Final seconds. We have something right now that you can get involved in, and believe it or not, you can have your own home-based business for less than $15 a month, and you can generate income that you will not believe when you see the video. Just realize all you need to do in life is realize that you have to change the vehicle that you're using. I'll say one last thing here, Randy. I always use this analogy. A pro cyclist versus an 11-year-old girl in a race. You put the pro cyclist on a tricycle, they can't win.
Good analogy. Excellent, Frank. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thanks for letting me share.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.